Welcome back to Coffee and Capitalism Radio, heard on the Crude Life Media Network. My name is Jason Spies, and I'm your host today. In our next segment, we talk with Tom Shorma, the president and CEO of WCCO Belting.
That is a huge part of it, is that actual, I wrote that down, risk management number one, bill collecting, because that is really the main issue, isn't it?
Absolutely.
It is, when you're dealing internationally, well, that company in Kazakhstan,
yes,
they might not want to pay you because they don't want to.
And as chairman of the North Dakota District Export Council and talking to students and businesses across the state and the region and at national conferences, it's the number one concern that businesses, particularly small ones, have when they're looking at getting into the export market. What happens if I can't collect it?
Yeah.
What if I ship it and they don't pay me? What do I do? I don't have the resources to go to try to collect it or hire an attorney in some other country to do this. Well, no, that's the role that the XM plays for us, is to be able to provide the smaller company with that backstop of risk so that you can ensure payment.
How are you guys looking over the next few years? We got about 5 minutes till the press conference here. So just kind of what is WCCO Belting's, say, five-year outlook look like?
Well, we've been primarily an agriculturally driven company. So as the agricultural economy, particularly the ag equipment manufacturers like the Case New Hollands, the John Deere's, as well as the Gomsomash in Belarus or the Midwest in Australia or the companies in Rostomash in Russia, as they go, we go, historically. However, in 2009, as we captured more and more agricultural equipment market share, we knew that we had to diversify. So we spent the last 4 years developing a very effective, customized light industrial portfolio of products to sell outside of the agricultural industry. And that has helped us in this third time in 14-year correction in the agricultural industry, so that we're less dependent. But we're still at equipment-driven company, but much more balanced than perhaps we were 4 years ago. And because of that, we think that we continue to have growth opportunities globally on both agricultural equipment and light industrial equipment.
Do you see those percentages evening out, or do you see them being a roller coaster like that?
Well, they'll be intertwined much more than they ever have, but you're exactly right. We're trying to create that balance and fit the mix into our product capabilities, our capacity capabilities, to try to create a more balanced product line and balanced product mix.
You're not alone, are you? This is happening industry-wide.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Yeah.
As I've noticed it in the energy industry, too. I thought when the energy companies are actually changing their business model,
it's very real. You have to find that mix. There's going to be peaks and valleys if you're one industry focused, no matter what industry that is.
Mm-hmm.
Construction, industrial, agriculture, it's natural. So if you can find a way to blend your capabilities into more than one industry to take out those down or those lows and add them to the mix, hopefully you can be a little bit more steady in your growth.
Well, thank you, sir.
To listen to the full-length interview with Tom Shorma, the president and CEO of WCCO Belting, or to listen to other Coffee and Capitalism features, visit cafecapitalism.com. That's cafecapitalism.com. My name is Jason Spies, and this is Coffee and Capitalism Radio, heard on the Crude Life Media Network.
My name is Otis, and I am the host of the Kids in Capitalism KidCast. Let me tell you about one of our sponsors. Hatch Realty is in the business of helping people. They just happen to sell real estate. Call Eric Hatch or anyone on the Hatch Realty team with any real estate question. They want to be a resource and connection for you. That's Hatch Realty, 701-212-1572. That's 701-212-1572. Hatch Realty in the business of helping people. They just happen to sell real estate. Hatch Realty, tell them Otis sent you.
Hey folks, I'm multimedia journalist Jason Spies, and the host of Building the Bakken Radio and Coffee and Capitalism. Traveling across the Rocky Mountain region and the upper Midwest has introduced me to many new people, landed me in exciting places, and created lifelong connections. And there's one place I want to tell you about today, and that's the Lodge at Deadwood. It is without a doubt my favorite place to stay in the Black Hills. In fact, not only is it my favorite, it's pretty much everybody else's. They're a three-time recipient of the best hotel, best casino, and best overall restaurant in the Black Hills. So if you're planning a conference, maybe a weekend getaway, a wedding, whatever it might be, I truly invite you to check out the Lodge at Deadwood and find out why they're consistently voted the best hotel, the best casino, and the best restaurant. Now listen, if I didn't believe that the Lodge at Deadwood was the best place to stay in the Black Hills, I wouldn't be doing this testimonial across our media network, which spans 5 states and 30 plus radio stations. And I feel very confident when I say the Lodge at Deadwood will exceed all your expectations. Check them out online today at deadwoodlodge.com. That's deadwoodlodge.com.
On behalf of all of us in North Dakota, we are so proud of Carson Wentz, number 2 in the NFL draft. Unbelievable. Congratulations to Carson, to his family, to the Bison football program. You represent our state so well. We're proud in North Dakota of Carson Wentz.
We say all the time that small business is the backbone of our economic development and growth in the American economy. Unfortunately, small business often gets left behind when we are looking at important positions, so we don't have a voice at places like the SEC. And so, along with Senator Heller from Nevada, I've introduced a bill to require that small business be represented at the SEC. I think it's critical that those voices be heard.
Sitting on a million, sitting on it every day. Can't make no money giving your stuff away. Why don't you do now? Like the millionaires do. Put your stuff on the market. You can make a million too.
And that concludes this week's episode on Coffee and Capitalism Radio, heard on the Crude Life Media Network. For a full list of today's guests and interviews, visit cafecapitalism.com. That's cafecapitalism.com. And we'll be back next week on this radio station at this time. For a full list of our radio affiliates and other media partners, visit cafecapitalism.com. That's cafecapitalism.com.
The candlestick, why don't you do now? Like the millionaires do. You can make a million too.
Coffee and Capitalism Radio is brought to you in part by MBI Energy Services, cutting edge in oil field safety solutions. For more information on MBI Energy Services, visit their website at www.mbienergyservices.com. Hatch Realty. Hatch Realty is in the business of helping people. They just happen to sell real estate. For more information on Hatch Realty, call 701-212-1572. That's 701-212-1572. 1572. Building the Bakken. Informing and educating the masses about the Bakken Shale Play. Read original stories and hear exclusive interviews at buildingthebakken.com. And the Lodge at Deadwood. Voted the best hotel, the best casino, and the best overall restaurant for 3 consecutive years in the Black Hills. The Lodge at Deadwood. Check them out online at deadwoodlodge.com. From the staff at Coffee and Capitalism Radio and the kids from Kids and Capitalism, we're asking you to be safe, be happy, make money, and give back. Thanks for joining us this week, folks. My name is Jason Spies, and this is Coffee and Capitalism Radio, heard on the Crude Life Media Network. We'll see you next week.
Like the millionaires do. Put your stuff on the market. You can make a million, too.
United Frac, a reputation for the best quality new and used frac tanks. United Frac prides themselves in selling only the highest quality oil field equipment. United Frac has the largest frac tank inventory in North America. This includes new and pre-owned tanks. Contact a salesman today. Discover why United Frac sells more tanks in a week than competitors do in a year. Call toll-free 866-513-0565 or go to unitedfrac.com. That's United Frac.
Since 1965. 1979, MBI Energy Services has committed to responsibly growing with today's oil and gas industry by providing proven experience, strategic locations, and integrated services. MBI Energy Services is well established, and its innovation in safety and excellent customer service is what truly makes MBI Energy Services the oil field service professionals. MBI Energy Services, the cutting edge in oil field safety solutions. Learn more at MBIEnergyServices.com.